frightened but safe, while a lot has changed around Mary Wanjiku in the last 3 months, her routine remains the same. The restaurant owner lost her husband in the deadly attacks in June, when more than 60 people were killed. She's still bitter and feels her community was targeted.
You know, some people are jealous of us. They don't want to see us prosper. There are other houses that were not touched, especially those which belonged to other communities.
Between June and July, gunmen attacked civilians and security forces in the town. While Somalia's Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for many of the assaults, high-level government officials, including President Uhuru Kenyatta, have suggested local politicians had a hand in some of the attacks. Some people question the tactics used to carry out the killings.
There is an element like it was terrorism, but we can also see like it is not too much of terrorism because they were selecting people. So in terrorism attacks all over the country, there's no selection. They just bomb to people and they don't mind who dies.
The attackers have long gone, but the town is left with scars that run deep and are yet to heal. But others, like Salome Wanjiru, who lost her husband just days after giving birth to her third child, she's ready to forgive the assailants for the sake of peace.
Here all we need is peace, to live peacefully. All of us are from here. We are all Kenyans. We need to love each other and live in peace.
That peace and normalcy is far away as the town has been under curfew for the last 2 months, from 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. The curfew won't end anytime soon, at least until security officials are certain there will be no further attacks in the town and the nearby coastal area. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Beketoni, Kenya.